This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. I'm still a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, honestly, be part of the conversation. I don't care whether you're into this stuff, you're not into this stuff. And we do a heck of a lot more. Seriously, we do a heck of a lot more around here than just beat up an Obama and the Democrats and that kind of stuff. We're actually, I would say that we're an equal opportunity in-your-face type of person. Because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you're dumb, you're dumb. If you're acting stupid, you're acting stupid. You know what I'm saying? It irks me to no end at stuff like this because we got idiots on both sides of the aisle. I hope you guys, even you hardcore right-wingers, I hope you guys understand. There are idiots abounding out there, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I would like it. It would make me extremely happy. What was that? Extremely hippie? Was that English? My God. Anyway, coming up after the break, David Beagle. I like David. David and I think we've been doing interviews for years now. David's, I call him my SEIU slayer. And part of the reason I call him my SEIU slayer is because he was the one I told you about before. And he was the one I told you all about that fought the SEIU and won. And he didn't fight it because he didn't want his employees to have union representation, or he didn't want them to have a better work environment or what have you. He fought them mostly because they tried to shove it down his throat. They tried to back him into a corner on a business that he built, that they were going to, they were just going to hand him, or they wanted him to hand them, the keys to the safe, so to speak, and just turn everybody into a union worker. End of discussion, they wouldn't have had a vote at all. And that's nuts. Don't you think that's nuts? Shouldn't they have a right to vote on it? And when you looked at the numbers, they weren't going to be better off. There was going to be nothing good going on there. They weren't going to be better off at all. So why do it? Why hang your employees? You know, some employers really do care about their employees. Seriously. So he spent $1 million of his own money. What for? He should have just let it go, right? Could have paid them less. Everything would have been hunky-dory. It's not what he wanted. It's not the way it's supposed to work. He did what was right for them. He's that kind of guy. And you'll hear that after the break. You'll hear what I'm talking about in his own words. And he keeps his pulse on labor. Now, again, some of you think that anybody who supports Trump in any way is a Trumper. I beg to differ with you. I mean, there's a difference between supporting the president and being a Trumpy. Whatever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to get involved in the conversation. Okay. All kinds of stuff going on in the news. First of all, Maxine Waters. If you don't know who Maxine Waters is by now, you really have to be living under a rock somewhere. Seriously. Maxine, you know, the Dems have been instrumental in getting people out to these town hall meetings. Right? Getting them out there to protest the Republicans no matter what. It's just like one Republican was saying, even though his constituency is in New Jersey, and deep in New Jersey, the people in the parking lots, the people in the cars showing up by the carloads, were from surrounding states. He won the area that he lived in. Now, he says only constituents were able to ask questions. I don't know if I buy that. You know how that goes. But this particular congressman said that they were in there, and he was the one who had the 5 hours of a town hall. I can't remember his name. But all they did was yell. I keep telling you guys this. Look, some of you don't want to hear it. If all you're going to do is yell for an hour, then why did you come to the town hall? You should have gone to the boxing matches. You're frustrated. I get it. You give a few minutes to vent, not 5 hours. You want solutions? You don't find solutions by yelling and screaming. You find solutions by sitting down and, guess what, working through solutions. That's kind of how it works. And I love the fact that now, at least at one place, but it'll happen again. And you didn't see this in mainstream media, because you never will. Maxine Waters is facing what they call, I don't call it, but they call it instant karma. Right? All of a sudden, they have protesters and signs calling for her impeachment at one of her town halls. Part of it was, you know, remember I keep telling you how the Dems are elitists? How the Dems don't really care about you? That they really are the one percenters? She left a town hall constituency waiting for her for over an hour in Englewood. I won't say a poor section, but definitely not an affluent section of town that she covers. And, you know, she's screaming impeachment for Donald Trump, and however she's crapping all over her constituency. And she left them sitting there an hour. Now, she wasn't stuck in traffic. She wasn't stuck on a tarmac. Because she had an audience at a Democratic fundraiser. Right? Because she was sitting there collecting all kinds of money in a very affluent area of town that she covers. So while she's sitting there leaving the little people waiting and collecting, I don't know, $10,000 a plate, whatever it was, does that show that she has any love or care for the little people? Does that show she even cares what's going on with them? But see, that's the kind of stuff they blame the Republicans about. I don't know how they make it stick. I don't believe all Democrats are idiots. I got a lot of good friends that are Democrats, and they're paying attention. I don't know why this doesn't bother them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Please, please, please stay with us. Don't go far. David Bigo after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and my new product is, for you old guys, it's #stand. For you younger people, it's #stand. And you know what? You need to stand up for what you believe in. You need to stand up for liberty, freedom of speech. You need to stand, and not on Facebook. Get out there and do something, okay? You got all these guys running around, they are not protests, they are riots. And they got those black shirts on that say resist. So while they're resisting, we can stand. We can take a stand for what we believe in. That's what we need to do. And that's why I like my next guest, because he always takes a stand for what he believes in. And David Vigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thanks, Joe, and thanks for the nice introduction.
Yeah, it's, you know what, but it's true. You're one of the few guys I know that are willing to put, you know, your own time, sweat, money, tears, whatever, into it to take a stand and make sure the right thing is done. And I very much appreciate that about you. And I wish more guys were like you. I wish there were more people out there like you, willing to fight like that. People are still getting discouraged, even though we won with Trump.
Well, and that's the thing. We need the Republican Party to stand up and have some backbone and fight back and, against this stuff. And we need business people to do it. But, a lot of people don't want to put up with the psychological attacks and, the financial cost and all that kind of stuff. And I think we got to do the right thing for America if we want to bring America back to what it should be instead of trending towards a socialistic, communistic country.
I have a lot of respect for you, but I don't know what you're smoking over there. You think the Republican Party is going to stand up for us? You must believe in unicorns, too. I mean, sorry.
No, I'm saying they should, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah, good. I'm glad you clarified.
And, it's what's really funny, and you say this stuff. I actually had a lunch with a gal this week who read my book, and she was actually at the Republican Lincoln Day dinner over at Maple Creek Country Club, which we own. And She heard me speak, and she went and bought my book, and she wanted to meet me at Maple Creek and have lunch and sign it. And what was interesting about it, Joe, is that when I sat down and was talking to her, she opened the book up, and she had almost, not on every page, but throughout the book, she had highlighted areas that she thought were important to America. And she says, Dave, I'm 57 years old. I've got a PhD in education. I've been a teacher in that. And education is going wrong way in this country. And we need to teach kids how to do the right things and go out and work hard and persevere and, have loyalty.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and she says, as I read through your book, it's not just about your fight with unions, but it's how you run your company and what you believe in. And she says, I'm actually working with another gal right now. We're going to put together a program where we teach kids outside of the school how to do these things and have these qualities that will make them successful in life by going out and working hard and doing the right things and persisting and all that kind of stuff. And that really made me feel good, Joe, because people realize this book just isn't about me being a union. It's about doing the right things.
It's very true. I tell people all that all the time. I say, look, it wasn't about him setting out to beat the SEIU. It was about him setting out to make sure that his employees had a fair shake as to whether they were unionized or not, as to what environment they wanted to work in. But the union would never admit to that, because when they came in looking for you just to bow down and give them what they wanted, and that is not always the right thing to do. But David, you got to admit, they have a mindset, and I know some of those people in the SEIU. They have a mindset that the only good job, the only way somebody gets a fair shake, is if they're a union employee. And my God, that is just not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not true. And what's funny about all that, Joe, is in New York, and I believe in Washington D.C. too, is that all the SEIU employees and their offices and that have been unionized by a different union. How about that?
I love it. I think it's great. Get a little taste of their own medicine. But one of the things that who was I talking about this the other day about how the unions have, there are companies that hire, when they unionize, they have to hire people to take care of union business. And that's a common practice, isn't it?
They
do the bookkeeping. Yeah, right. So police departments, HR departments of companies that are unionized, there's usually an employee or a person in there that does all the accounting and what have you for the union, isn't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of companies. You see it more so in government, though, because the government, gives the unions the ability to put people in there, and all the work they do all day long is for union work, and that just takes away and adds to the cost of our government and our taxes and that too.
Yeah, it is amazing. Okay, so there's a lot we could talk about this week, but let's start off with jobs, because I was a big critic of Mr. Obama and the real numbers that were coming down, and who was working and who wasn't and what have you, and there may be more jobs being created. There may be an uptick in jobs being created. But we're not out of the woods with companies getting strong and creating jobs and what have you. We still have a lot of people out on disability and that kind of thing, don't we?
Well, that's the problem is the entitlement programs in this country are still so strong that there's a lot of people that don't want to go out and work. And of course, they're not being included in the this jobs number and the unemployment figures, and so it's kind of skewing the numbers. And the truth is that it's really hard, Joe, to find people around the country just about anywhere. Not just in my business, in every business, because I've talked to other owners and managers of other companies, and they're just pulling their hair out trying to find people. And they agree with me that a lot of it is because so many people are living on entitlements, they don't want to work.
No, you know what, though, David? I think it even goes further than that. I think they're conditioned not to work. After you've been downtrodden, you've been looking for a job, you can't find a job, you've got the government check, you're getting these entitlements and what have you. You knew what you were making before. I think, there is a comfort, good or bad, there is a comfort zone that people get into after a while. And I think, I have personal opinion, that's why I think a lot of these people aren't going back to work. They're discouraged. They're there. They're paying their rent. So what's the big whoop? Why should I beat my brains out to get
there? That's exactly right, Joe. And that's the problem we have in this country. And it's like this lady that read my book. She says, we need to teach people that they need to get out and they need to work and they need to work hard and persevere and look for other opportunities, just like you did as you were, growing your companies and went through life. And she says, and she brought up the entitlement programs and all that, and she says we have to re-educate people in America, and especially the millennials and the younger kids.
Yeah, let's the unions. We got to go for a quick break when we come back, because I got so much stuff like bouncing around in my head that I want to talk to you about. But we'll get it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. Really, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you could hear me, you'd be listening to GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring my guest right on. David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won with the SEIU and made sure and created a better working environment for his employees. That's my that's my subtitle, not his. David, thanks for being with me.
Again, Joe, I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you do.
Well, okay, so let's hit the this week has been pretty busy. Let's hit, first of all, the president firing Comey. I you and I haven't talked about this, so I don't even know where your head is with it. I would imagine you think Comey needed to go, but how do you think the event went down? How's that?
Well, yeah, I do think Comey needed to go because, you know, he played politics last year during the election. Let's face it, mm-hmm. you know, when he decided not to, you know, he assumed a role prosecutor and recommended no charges against Hillary and on her email server and that stuff. And, you know, so he kind of sided with her at times and he'd side on Trump's side and stuff like that. Instead of doing his job as director of the FBI, and making sure things were done the way they should be investigated and doing the right things for America. And now the timing of it, Trump said this was already in the plans and everything. Who knows? I'm sure some of this is going to play out. But I will tell you that some of the former FBI assistant directors, James Carlstrom and Bill Gavin and Ron Hosko, all thought that this should have happened, and that's pretty interesting coming from former FBI. Yeah.
No, I've got a couple of friends in the FBI, and then they said the same thing. Morale took a major league nosedive after the whole thing that went down with Hillary Clinton, and they felt like the FBI had been damaged. The FBI had no more credibility, which I think that most of the average American might have thought, who was paying attention, plugged in, or had two IQ points to deal with, but when you look at what was going down, here's the most prestigious elite law enforcement group in our country, and we were losing trust in them, and that is not a good place to be. As far as timing goes, though, David, I mean, come on, let's think about this. If he had come in and wiped everybody out, pretty much like every other president has done to a degree, but if he had come in and wiped everybody out, he would have been accused of all kinds of stuff. I just wrote about this week. There's nothing that man is going to do that's going to make it right in the eyes of anyone on the left. Agreed?
Well, that's right, and the left are going to use against him. And here's the thing, though. You know, even on Election Day, Obama came out and said Comey should have been fired. And you know that Schumer has said that in the past. And your guy out in California, Waters? you know, same thing. And then now they come out and said, no, he shouldn't have been fired. And you know, they're always just speaking out of both sides of their mouth. It's with the left, it's do as I say, not as I do. And yep. They'll say today whatever they think is going to help give them some brownie points.
Oh, you're a kid. I love it, too, because, Waters coming out, even when she was called on the carpet by of all reporters, an MSNBC reporter, said, but here's a clip of you saying he has to go. And then he even cornered her at one point and said to her, what if, you know, if Mrs. Clinton had become president, she would have fired him right away. And what does Waters say? That would have been fine because the reasons would have been different. Really?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
God, isn't
Joe,
great.
And this is these are the same type of tactics the SEIU used against me. You know, one time they'd say something and, you know, I would dispute it and, you know, show that they didn't know what they were talking about. And they'd come back and reverse the field and say, no, we're over here on this side. We never said that. And I mean, you know, their lies and their misinformation and their tactics, it's all geared to brainwashing the people that aren't really paying attention to what's going on in this country. And that's what it's geared toward.
Right. So we are both, I wouldn't say we're Trumpers. Actually, funny, I was interviewed by CNN yesterday and they were looking for Trumpers. And I said, I'm not a Trumper, but I am a supporter of the president. And so they talked with me about it. And neither one of us, I would say, are Trumpers, if you would. He's been in office now over 100 days. Some of the mistakes that he's making, I see the mistakes from a business standpoint and say, okay, he's used to running a business. He's used to keeping things tight to the vest. He can't do that in the seat he's in now. Is it time for him to sit back? And I don't expect him to do this. I'm just throwing it out there. Is it time for him to sit back and say, okay, let's look at some of the mistakes that we made and how we could do better at this and, you know, how we make it so that we don't have these issues going further, that I have the right people in place? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, make it work the right way.
Well, I think that he's learning and he will do more. And he's like any businessman. He knows that some of these things aren't going to, you know, just straight out happen. And he's going to have to work them different angles till he gets them where he wants them. But the other side of it, too, is, Joe, is that, you know, he needs to learn to work the system a little bit better. And then the final thing is, it doesn't matter what he does, the left is going to find ways to attack him, just like they did on this Comey thing and other things. This is what they do. What they're trying to do is just wear you out and bring you down and, you know, psychologically get you to the point where you just give up and you go. And I've been through it. I understand what they do.
Yeah, you know, I get a kick out of this because you're right. They are pounding away and pounding away. Over 90% of the questions 2 days in a row have been on the firing of Comey, and somehow the guy in North Korea probably, what did he do? He go to bed, there's no more trouble there, everything's been settled in the Middle East. We're not hearing anything about the Middle East anymore.
No, I know, and they won't do that. They're always going to try and find ammunition to shoot you with, and that's what they do. And, you know, it's going back to this Comey thing. I think it's pretty funny what some of these people said. The one guy that was the former assistant director at the FBI, Kallstrom, said of Comey's firing, I'm glad it happened. I think Comey was way back almost a year ago, kind of forgot he was the FBI director. And I got a real kick out of this. He says, basically, Jim Comey danced with the devil.
Oh, which is very true, though. I mean, think about what he chose to do. He basically covered up for Loretta Lynch. He should have let her hang herself. He should have let her get up and make the call, right?
He should, but you got to understand, when they come after you with people and they try to really, you know, go after you in public and the press and stuff like that. A lot of people, they it's easier for them just to back down and say, okay, and get out of the way. I'll do what you want me to do. And that's what Comey was doing. And we need people in Washington that are going to stand up and do the right things.
You know, it's really funny that I don't know if you've heard about some of the rumors coming out that Comey had just asked for more money for the investigation, which turned out to be not true.
Right.
But what I love about this is even right after this, now we're seeing an increase in global hack attacks all across. There's 12 countries in Europe and Asia that are being pounded away at for information, and it's some of it's China, some of it's Russia, some of it's some of these other places. We're in a whole different kind of war, and I think people don't really understand that, you know, what Comey was asking for was more money to combat cyber attacks. He wasn't asking for more money to investigate the Russian, you know, this Russian situation. So, you're a businessman. You've got the same kind of issue. Not that the Russians are trying to hack you, but you've got to put up security for your potential hackers too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you always got to watch what's going on and stay in front of that type of stuff. And, you know, it's just, unfortunately, and this is what people got to understand in this world. And they, you know, there's a lot of them out there calling Trump, you know, he's a racist and all that kind of stuff. And
yes,
that,
of course.
Because, you know, he wants to seal our borders and all that and, you know, only let people in that, you know, go through the process and that. Because of that, he's a bad man. He's not a bad man because of that. There are truly bad people across the world in all religions and ethnic backgrounds and things like that. And I tell people all the time, you know, and when I was doing, I've done speeches on my books, I tell them, I don't care whether you're black, white, yellow, pink, polka dotted, what's your religious background, or as long as you're a good person, you do the right things. That's what's important. And, that's what people in this country need to wake up to, and I think Trump and his administration have got to continue to push out there.
All right, so, you know, I can't get into any of these topics now because we're coming up on a break, but I want to talk to you about the French election. What do you think that means? Where do you see that going? I want to see where your thoughts are on the, if he doesn't get a tax reform bill or the right tax reform bill, what's that going to mean for business or what have you? And the same thing with the medical bill. I mean, you're talking about a change in the medical law, and that affects business. Two of these, anyway, affect business big time. I would imagine the new French president will also affect business big time because it's going to affect the European bank. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Remember, head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You can buy my book. You can buy one of the shirts. You can give me your email address. Come on. Get involved. Get engaged. Make something happen. Seriously. Don't just sit there like a bump on the log. They used to call you guys couch potatoes. Don't do that.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU, and still had a great workplace for his employees without the union. Go figure. David, thanks for being with me.
Thanks again, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, let's hit some of the other stuff that's going on, you know, across the country. And I was going to kick out of some of this stuff where you got, the French elections when it comes to, what's going on in the world as a whole. I know France, for whatever reason, I'm not an economic expert, but is considered one of the major players over in Europe. I think France is broke. Greece is broke. I mean, you've got all these countries that are broke that are considered major players. It's just beyond me. But what kind of effect do you think it'll have on the American economy? And jobs in general here in this country.
Well, you know, it depends on how much it continues to implode over there. This guy is they call him a centralist, but he's more of a socialist. And, you can't continue to pay people to sit home and do nothing and pay for votes, and that's basically what he did and what Hillary tried to do too. And I think it will hurt our economy. I don't know that it'll have a tremendous effect on it, but obviously there's going to be some job loss because of it.
Yeah, and again, I mean, if he's as much of a socialist as some of his speeches suggest he might be, you know, I'm not looking for good things for France. I got to tell you, I can't see how they're going to turn things around. So.
No, I don't see it happening at all, and it's sad because, you know, there's too many socialistic countries over there that need to understand they need to get back to a free market type of society and incentivize people to go out and work and develop things and build business and stuff like that.
You know, they should have a 24/7 socialist channel, and they should be showing cuts from places like Venezuela, right, and Greece,
oh, yeah.
when they couldn't get to their money because of all, you know, the socialist stuff going on in Greece. It's just amazing to me. It just boggles my mind. Anyhow, so the next major issue we got coming down the pike, and I don't see it as an easy push or an easy lift, as they say, is tax reform. And when you look at, you know, what they're pushing, what the president's pushing, how the Dems are pushing back, this is going to be a pretty darn heavy lift for him, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, there's a lot of details that are sitting out there that nobody knows where this thing's going to go. I mean, he's come out with different tax rates at different levels, but some of it's not specific, and then he's not really specific on where we're going to go with deductions and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, you don't know where it's going to go, and we really need to see more specifics on this, Joe. And you know, I've talked to other business people, and I've actually got a meeting with our tax accountants on Monday to go over some of this stuff more. But there's a lot of gray area out there that we don't know yet how it's really going to affect us.
Yeah, you know, and look who we have putting it together. I hope he brings in a great team of people, businesses and what have you, small business, large business, to put this together and make sure it happens properly, because I think the mistake we'll continue to make is having congressmen sit there and come up with a change in the tax code or medical laws or what have you. I think that this is crazy. It's like you calling the janitor in to figure out how to fix a diesel engine. It's just nuts. And I'm not putting down. I'm not putting down janitors.
Janitors might surprise you.
I'm not putting down janitors. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying everybody's got their specialty. Everybody's got their knack, right?
Well, you know, on taxes, just one thing. I'm a big proponent of that. We move away from the traditional income tax system, and we go to more of a sales tax system, so that, you know, people are paying taxes based on what they go out and spend their money on, and they get to use their money their way. And I would like to see a big movement towards that.
Are you suggesting that Americans should be able to keep more of their money? What is wrong with you? That's not the American way. I know one of your big pet peeves is how much power the NLRB has, and give us some ideas as to what's coming up with the NLRB. And I don't think the president has he replaced anybody on that board yet?
No, he hasn't. And well, there's a couple of them that are going to be retiring towards the end of the fall here. But you know, he did move the one Republican into the leadership role there, which is going to help. I'm really surprised he hasn't got more involved in labor, and his labor secretary pick I'm not real high on. I think he should have picked somebody that really understands what's going on and understands that we need to do things for employees in this country. And this new labor pick he's got is for kind of for open borders still. And, you know, when you look at stuff like that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And then he really hasn't moved any to really put some constraints and reins on the National Labor Relations Board and make sure that we get some of the things that they've done over the past 8 years under Obama, you know, the regulations that get them repealed.
Well, you just wrote a piece or commented on the NLRB not willing to create a rule extending to non-union workers' rights. This is where non-union members would have access to a union lawyer to represent them. Now, in California, even though you're not in the union, you're not a union member, you still may have to pay union dues, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's several states that are like that. But, what we need is, and here's the other big thing that needs to happen, I think, and I'm just disappointed that he hasn't moved ahead in these areas, is that I think we need a national right to work law. And I think he really needs to go out and push that. Plus, the other thing I think he needs to do is, you know, back in 62, John Kennedy, President Kennedy, wrote an executive order that allowed unionization of all government workers. And even Franklin Roosevelt didn't agree with that. And and these are people now that are, you know, working in jobs that are, in some cases, are being overpaid, but you've got actually people, all they do all day is work on union information, not government information. And, you know, they their productivity is slow because unions intentionally have people slow down. And, you know, I think Trump ought to go out and write an executive order erasing President Kennedy's executive order.
You're looking for him to be killed? I don't disagree with you. When you look at the anger, when you look at the violence going on in this country, I talked about this last night in one of my segments. Are we now accepting of, are we now accepting the fact that violence is just a way of life in these big cities, and that, you know, when you're not in agreement with something, you can beat on them at the airport and in the airplane and burn down Starbucks or do whatever it is you want to do. It's almost like this is just becoming a daily event that we're becoming cold to.
Yeah, and we're going to see more of it because, again, I've been through this stuff, you know, and where they're attacking you all the time. And a lot of this stuff is being, you know, these protesters are being paid cash to come out and do this stuff, and they're going to continue to get them out there. And the only way that you really you can get these people under control is to expose them for what they're doing. And, it's simple things. You know, when you're talking to them or you're in the press, you say, okay, where did you get that information at? Show us where you got that from. And most of the time they can't, because a lot of it is misinformation or lies that they've drummed up. And once you put them under the spotlight, they tend to start fading away.
Oh, yeah. No, if you confront them face on, and I'm not talking about pounding on them, because you notice that even in the shirts that I'm selling, the hashtag stand shirts, I say, it's not to be violent, but stand your ground. You don't have to back away. You don't have to be like them. Just stand up for what your rights are.
You know, that's right.
Yeah, we've given away too many of them.
That's right, and we need to get a hit. The Trump administration needs to do that, and like I say, conservatives and the Republican Party need to do it. Even the Democratic Party does, because they've actually been taken the wrong way by this far-left group.
Yeah. And I don't know what they're afraid. Look at, because they refuse to sit down and do an honest evaluation. You know, David, this is nothing but pride. When you think about, they've lost, what, 3 or 4 recent elections. They lost again the other night. I think it was a governorship that they were going after. I don't have my notes in front of me. But the bottom line with this, they are out there pushing the same mantra that helped them lose in November. So my mantra on the show is God bless Nancy Pelosi, long live Nancy Pelosi, and I hope Chuck Schumer, you know, stays strong in his position, because as long as they go down the road they're going in, the Republicans will be in power for many years to come. These nuts are not mainstream America, right?
Well, they're not, but you know, the sad part of all it is that they're going to continue to go after Trump and this administration and see if they can bring him down and get him impeached. And that's what their goal is. And, you know, the tactics they use are the old Linsky-style tactics. And, and the sad thing is, and I'll go back to this, you know, they've infiltrated our education system all the way up the ladder.
Yep.
And they're fundamentally changing the mentality of our kids as they grow up in that, and they're looking at this to fundamentally change this country.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's crazy. Listen, tell people quickly where they can find your book and how they can get sign up for your newsletter.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and get my book there and sign up for the newsletter. And, you know, I'm not writing blogs anymore, but they can read my old blogs. And if you go back and read them, a lot of them still, they're right on point about what's happening today.
Well, David, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do, and I enjoy the information you have, especially when it comes from the labor world. People really don't know what's going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm not telling you, so you have to come back. We'll be right back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?